This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I continue a conversation with Steve Ressel, a retired professor with College of the Atlantic. We pick up from our last episode, where we were talking about gray tree frog females selecting males based on call duration.
So we do know that from gray tree frogs. And, you know, whether that holds for peepers that do the same thing as gray tree frogs, we're not sure of what the call characteristics are there. It could boil down to stamina, because studies on a number of different species of frogs have found that the longer a male is at a chorus calling, the greater are his chances of a mating with a female. So it could be staying power, not necessarily the type of call, but just being able to call night after night after night, as opposed to other males that can't sustain that length of calling.
Yeah, it's such a loud call coming from such a small thing.
It is. We do know a lot more about how that small frog produces such a loud call. Peepers have been, you know, subject of many studies that have basically looked at the muscles that males engaged to produce the call. When the first data came out, people didn't believe it. Their calling muscles that are located in their trunk region have aerobic capacities that are analogous to what we see in endothermic vertebrates, birds and mammals, that they are rich in blood vessels, rich in mitochondria, rich in lipids that are used as a fuel. They have enzymes that are needed to keep muscles working constantly, which in humans, it's running a marathon. For spring peepers, it's males calling. For females, that their muscles have the same sort of basic aerobic capacities. And you think of, like, that's not possible. They're frogs. Like, you sort of force them to jump, and they can jump like four times, and then they're exhausted. Mm. And that's true of their leg muscles, because their leg muscles are composed of anaerobic fibers that have really good capacity for really short, intense bursts of activity. The calling muscles we see in spring peepers, and it's true of gray tree frogs, are unique among ectothermic vertebrates. It's really amazing.
I've noticed that bullfrogs have an interesting behavior going on. One cluster starts calling in a pond, everyone joins in. But if you're mentioning it's territorial, then it's like, your neighbor starts calling, and so you call back.
Yeah.
But if you're in a pond with a lot of bullfrogs, it's deafening and hard to pick out any one individual.
It is. Other frogs do that. One male will start calling, and then all the other males start calling. It's called unison bout calling. A chorus will start up, and then it'll actually quiet down, and it'll start up again. And it does beg the question, then, how does a female differentiate, you know, individual males if they're all calling at the same time? However she's able to do that, it does give her the comparison versus just one or two males. Female frogs' ears, again, evolution has been able to work on this for a long, long time, are pretty tightly attuned to the frequency of male calls. In fact, in spring peepers, the ability for the male's inner ear to pick up the frequency of the call that it makes is slightly off. So the male doesn't hear his call as loud as females do, whose ears are more finely tuned to his call. So again, we have to go on the female receptors that are used for the male. They might be really refined enough that she can figure that out. The other thing is that if there are, like, say 15 bullfrogs calling, a female may only be in the vicinity of like three of them, and then choose among a subset of the males,
and
not sampling from the entire population. But in bullfrogs, clearly certain males win out over others, because some resident males that set up a good territory and are big enough to fend off rival males get many more matings than other males. So prolonged breeders, because it'll extend over weeks, is the opportunity for one male to be able to mate with multiple females. For explosive breeders, because both males and females are there at the same time, everybody wants to do the same thing at the same time, is that males get one mating.
Let's go out and see.
Absolutely.
See what's calling.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainnaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.